The Name of the Wind, a captivating audiobook summary of epic adventure. Part 1, The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. Summary: The Name of the Wind is the first book in Patrick Rothfuss's fantasy trilogy, The Kingkiller Chronicle. The story follows the journey of a young man named Kavoth, who is a gifted and multifaceted character with a tragic past. The narrative is framed as a story being told by Kavoth himself, now living a quiet life as an innkeeper named Kote. The tale begins as a mysterious chronicler finds him and persuades him to recount his life story. Kavoth's narrative spans his early years as a member of a traveling troupe of performers, where he is exposed to music, storytelling, and magic. After the brutal murder of his parents by a group of beings known as the Chandrian, Kavoth becomes orphaned and struggles to survive on the streets of the nearby city, Tarbin. There, he learns about the harsh realities of life and the importance of cunning and adaptability. Eventually, Kavoth makes his way to the prestigious university, where he aspires to learn about magic, sympathy, science, and lore. His incredible intelligence and natural talent make him a strong student, but he also faces significant challenges, including rivalries with fellow students like Ambrose and the financial difficulties associated with tuition. While at the university, Kavoth becomes embroiled in various adventures, including his quest to uncover the truth about the Chandrian and to learn the elusive Name of the Wind, which holds powerful magical potential. He builds relationships with key characters such as the enigmatic Denna, a young woman who captures his heart, and Master Eladin, a talented but unconventional teacher who challenges Kavoth's understanding of magic. Throughout the book, themes of storytelling, identity, and the nature of truth are explored as Kavoth navigates a world filled with danger, secrets, and the pursuit of knowledge. The story blends elements of myth and reality, presenting Kavoth as both a hero and a legend. Ultimately, The Name of the Wind sets the stage for Kavoth's exploits and the mysteries that still surround his life, leaving readers eager to discover the full arc of his journey in the subsequent books. Part 2, The Name of the Wind. Author Patrick Rothfuss is an American author, best known for his debut novel, The Name of the Wind, which was released on March 27, 2007. The book is the first in his acclaimed fantasy series, The Kingkiller Chronicle. Rothfuss has released several works in addition to his novels. 1. The Wise Man's Fear, 2011. This is the second book in the Kingkiller Chronicle series. 2. The Slow Regard of Silent Things, 2014. A novella set in the same world as his main series. It focuses on the character Ori. 3. The Name of the Wind, 10th Anniversary Deluxe Edition, 2017. A special edition of the first book in the series, featuring illustrations, a detailed map, and a new afterword by Rothfuss. 4. Antrim, a role-playing game supplement that explores the world of The Kingkiller Chronicle. 5. Several other short stories and essays contributed to various anthologies. In terms of editions, the 10th Anniversary Deluxe Edition of The Name of the Wind is notable for its special features and collectible nature, making it a sought-after edition among fans. Part 3, The Name of the Wind, chapters the overall theme of The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss revolves around the power of storytelling, the quest for knowledge, and the nature of identity. The novel explores how personal narratives shape individuals and influence their destinies. The book follows the protagonist, Kavoth, who recounts his life story to a chronicler in a tavern setting. It is structured in a frame narrative style. The main chapters of the novel cover various significant periods of Kavoth's life. 1. Childhood in a troupe. Kavoth grows up in a traveling troupe of performers, learning the ways of music and storytelling. His early life is marked by tragedy when his family is murdered by mysterious beings known as the Chandrian. 2. Life in poverty. After his parents' death, Kavoth survives on the streets of the city of Tarbin, where he faces hardship, learns to fend for himself, and develops skills in thievery and survival. 3. University years. Kavoth eventually gains admission to the prestigious university, where he seeks knowledge about magic, the world, and the legends surrounding the Chandrian. His experiences at the university introduce him to both friendships and rivalries, leading to both academic and personal growth. 4. Discovery of Magic. Central to Kavoth's journey is his exploration of sympathy, the book's version of magic, and his desire to understand and master it, reflecting broader themes of knowledge acquisition and mastery. 5. Romantic relationships. Kavoth's relationships with characters, particularly with the enigmatic Denna, illustrate themes of love, desire, and the complexities of human connections. Throughout the novel, Kavoth's recounting of his life's events highlights his struggles against fate, identity, the pursuit of truth, and the blurry line between myth and reality. The narrative focuses on the importance of names and their power, suggesting that knowing and understanding something, or someone, truly changes one's relationship with it. Part 4, the name of the Wind theme thematic presentation. Analyzing the theme of knowledge and power. The central theme of The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss revolves around the idea of knowledge and the power it holds. Throughout the book, the protagonist Kavoth's journey emphasizes how knowledge transforms lives, shapes identities, and ultimately provides the means to navigate a complex world. Key chapters related to the theme. 1. Chapter 4. The Name of the Wind. In this chapter, Kavoth begins to recount his life story to Chronicler. The act of storytelling itself illustrates the theme, as Kavoth's narrative is interwoven with his acquisition of knowledge and skills. He reveals his understanding of the world and how it relates to his experiences. Analysis. Here, knowledge serves as a means of power. Kavoth's tales showcase how he learns from each encounter. His knowledge allows him to shape his destiny and reflects how stories can empower individuals. 2. Chapter 19, The Price of Remembering. In this chapter, Kavoth reflects on the past and his losses, narrating his quest for understanding. This chapter deepens the theme by showing the emotional costs associated with knowledge. Some truths can bring pain and suffering. Analysis. Rothfuss juxtaposes the beauty of knowledge with the burden it carries. This complexity illustrates how knowledge is not just power, but also potentially destructive when misused or when it reveals harsh realities. 3. Chapter 47. The Waystone. In this chapter, the significance of naming is explored, emphasizing Kavoth's understanding of the world's intrinsic workings. Naming has power. By knowing the name of something, one can wield influence over it. Analysis. This chapter crystallizes the theme by demonstrating that knowledge is both a tool for mastery and a responsibility. It explores how knowledge can elevate someone, conferring the power to change one's environment. Cultural context, the theme of knowledge in society. In a broader social or cultural context, The Name of the Wind reflects the enduring connection between knowledge and status in society. Knowledge has historically been a gatekeeper to power, distinguishing the learned from the uneducated. This is relevant in various contexts. 1. Societal hierarchies. In many cultures, education and knowledge are directly tied to social status. Those with access to education tend to have greater opportunities, while the less fortunate may struggle. Rothfuss highlights this by portraying the university as a place of privilege, where knowledge is both revered and hoarded. 2. Cultural storytelling. The theme of storytelling as a form of knowledge preservation is essential in many societies. The oral tradition holds great importance in various cultures, where tales inform morals, histories, and cultural identities. In Kavoth's world, storytelling becomes a vital means of conveying knowledge, shaping societal values, and preserving heritage. 3. Power dynamics. The book also resonates with contemporary discussions about the role of knowledge in power dynamics, illustrated by the conflict between different social factions. Knowledge can drive innovation and change, but it can also be monopolized to sustain power structures that limit access to education and understanding. Overall, The Name of the Wind adeptly intertwines the theme of knowledge and power within its narrative and bids reflection on its implications in a social context. It invites readers to consider how knowledge shapes our identities, influences our lives, and ultimately empowers us to rewrite our own stories. Part 5 Quotes of the Name of the Wind. Sure. Here are 10 memorable quotes from The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. 1. All the truth in the world is held in stories. This reflects the power of storytelling as a means of conveying truth and experience. 2. It was a strange night. The kind of night that makes you feel alive because the world feels like it's holding its breath and waiting for something to happen. This captures the anticipation and magic that permeates the story. 3. I have read the legends. I know the stories. But no more shall be told. I am not a hero. I am but a man, seeking truth in the dust of forgotten tales. This quote indicates the duality of myth and reality in the protagonist's life. 4. Words are pale shadows of forgotten names. As names have power, words have power. Words can light fires in the minds of men. Words can wring tears from the hardest hearts. A testament to the potency of language and its impact on humanity. 5. Sometimes, I think the most important thing in the world is to be true to yourself, though I realize it can be a difficult and lonely path. A profound insight into self-identity and integrity. 6. People are capable of a great deal of good. They are just not particularly good at it. An acknowledgement of the complexity of human nature and intentions. 7. You can't know how much damage a person can do until you see it done. This statement reflects on the darker aspects of human capability and the consequences of actions. 8. If you want to be a storyteller, you have to have a good memory. Otherwise, all your stories will turn to dust in the wind. This emphasizes the importance of memory and preserving stories. 9. A hero is someone who has taken down the impossible to become what they were meant to be, highlighting the essence of heroism as the journey towards self-fulfillment. 10. The only thing more dangerous than a lie is a lie that one wants to believe. This quote reflects on the fragility of truth and the human capacity for self-deception. Part 6 Similar books like The Name of the Wind here are 5 captivating books that share similar themes of adventure, magic, and character depth. Perfect for fans of fantasy and immersive storytelling. 1. The Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern. This enchanting tale features a mysterious competition between 2 young illusionists set in a magical circus that appears without warning. The vivid imagery and beautifully crafted narrative create a dreamlike atmosphere that will leave readers spellbound. The themes of destiny, love, and the struggle between rival powers make it a must-read for fans of intricate fantasy worlds. 2. Mistborn, The Final Empire by Brandon Sanderson. In a world where ash falls from the sky and mist dominates the night, a group of rebels employs unique magical powers to overthrow a dark lord. Sanderson's inventive magic system, coupled with a gripping plot and deep character development, make this book the perfect starting point for those intrigued by complex fantasy accents and thrilling heists. 3. A Darker Shade of Magic by V. Schwab. Navigate the parallel Londons, each with varying degrees of magical presence, as Kel, one of the last Antari, finds himself embroiled in a treacherous scheme. Full of adventure, vibrant settings, and compelling characters, this book offers a fresh twist on classic fantasy tropes. Expect an exhilarating journey through different worlds that will keep you turning pages. 4. The Priory of the Orange Tree by Samantha Shannon. This epic standalone fantasy novel weaves a rich tapestry of dragons, magic, and political intrigue across different cultures. With strong female protagonists and a well-developed world, it's a beautifully complex narrative that explores themes of power and unity. The grand scope and intricate plotting are reminiscent of classic epic fantasies. 5. The Lies of Loch Lomora by Scott Lynch. Follow the clever con artist Loch Lomora as he navigates the criminal underworld of the city of Camor. This novel is filled with witty dialogue, clever plots, and an unforgettable cast of characters. Lynch's masterful blend of humor, high-stakes thievery, and fantastic world-building will resonate with anyone who enjoys clever storytelling and rich character interplay. These five books each bring their own unique flavor to the fantasy genre, and anyone who loved The Name of the Wind is sure to enjoy their immersive universes and compelling narratives. Point one. Listen The Name of the Wind audiobook summary at Bookie. https://www.bookied.app/audiobook/the-name-of-the-wind. 2. By the Name of the Wind at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=sign+name+of+the+wind. 3. By the Name of the Wind at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=sign-the-name-of-the-wind-and-languages=n. For .search the name of the wind at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=sign-the-name-of-the-wind-and-offset=1.